coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Well, hello there, folks. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's March 4th, 2024. It's good to see everyone. I appreciate your patience in my absence.
Back from the dead.
You know something? It's good to see you. It's great to see you. How you been?
I finally found you after 30 days. Revived you. You're back in the seat.
Yeah, some people thought I was actually in an ankle bracelet somewhere. Some people thought I was beamed up. I was raptured. I was whatever. There was a coup that took place. I was shut down. Man, I'll tell you what. But no, I'll just say a month in Palm, for the most part, in Palm Beach County, Florida. Read into that what you will. I don't kiss and tell. I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to say that I believe right now with what we're facing, there is so much to get into, so much to tell, and so much to you're going to have to read between the lines on some of the issues. So sorry, but that's just the way it goes. But I'm here to really kind of give you an update. Because sometimes, here's the thing, you know, the thing, or as Biden likes to say in the segues, when he loses a spot anyway, right? Now, here is the issue, or here are the issues in my particular, based on what I saw and what I've heard and what I've learned is this, number one, we are essentially on our own. There is no one coming to rescue us when given the chance. And like this, like what I say, don't like what I say, it doesn't, it's, I'm just being honest with you. At this moment in time, given the state of our republic, we will end up having two choices at the ballot box or at the voting day or voting month or whatever the left, communist left has devised. Really two choices. Good versus evil. Now, there are degrees of good, degrees of evil. I think on the left, communist left, the evil is off the charts. They are pulling out all of the stops to keep anyone good from attaining the executive branch in 2024. The cards that we're playing right now, it's Donald Trump as the presumptive nominee for 2024. Okay, follow me on this. What I've learned, and I think this is pretty much everyone knows this, the evil, they are doing everything in their power to stop Donald Trump. Everything in their power. Now, today, this morning, 10 o'clock this morning, on the Supreme Court ruled in a 9-0 ruling that Donald Trump, that the Colorado, that Jenna, whatever her name is, Secretary of State of Colorado, she can't just say, hey, look, you know what? We're going to take you off the ballot because you're guilty of insurrection, right? No, 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 and hell no. If we can go to, I have to bring my show prep up here. I'm out of practice. Seriously, here's the thing. Here's the thing. My mind is blown with everything that I've seen, heard, and learned. I thought it was bad, but it's worse than bad. And I hope to be articulate enough to deliver the good, the bad, and the ugly. All right. To give you the bad, to give you the ugly, but also give you the good too, because it's not hopeless. As Dan Bongino likes to say, by the way, he was like 30 miles from, well, anyway, as Dan Bongino likes to say, it's, I'm long, he's long on America. And I am too long on America. I'm also going to say this. I support the election and I support President Trump. Given the hand of given what we're dealt with, if there is a decision between Trump and Biden, if that's the decision, then you know what? I'm 100% behind Donald Trump. Well, why is that? Because you know he was, ruled against bump stocks, or he talked bad about bump stocks, and he was responsible for, bump stock administrative actions against bump stocks. You know he pushed Operation Warp Speed, the shots, the clot shots, the slab jabs, whatever you want to call them. You know he did that, right? Yes, I do. Do I know why? Hell no. Well, in a sense, I do. I know a little bit more today than I did when I sat here last time. I know that he was lied to at every turn. I know Kash Patel, who was inside the Trump administration at the national security side, explained in exquisitely granular detail of how he was lied to by the very people he put in positions of power or of positions of authority in the cabinets and around him. Basically, he screwed up in many cases. Or the people in power were not who they said they were and stabbed him in the back. But the truth is slowly and painstakingly coming out. So I said all of that to say this, knowing what I know now, and I'm not going to bore you with any details. I'm not going to name drop. I'm just not going to do that. You're just going to have to trust me. And I hope you do. President Trump is the last hope of saving our republic, but it's just not President Trump. We need members of Congress, statesmen, white Christian nationalists in power in the House and Senate. We need people.
How dare you say that?
Absolutely, we need it. The so-called white rural rage. Folks, I'm telling you right now, you have not heard, you haven't even heard the beat. Beginning of that. Well, maybe just the beginning, but that is going to take off like a Texas wildfire. And speaking of Texas wildfire, we're going to be talking about that. So today, I'm going to lay this all out for you from the
before you continue.
Yes, please. Please, Eric the Tech, by the way, good to see you again. It's good to see you, man. Go
you
ahead.
Too. What about the monkey wrench?
Okay.
Kennedy.
Wow. Folks, look, I respect Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for his research and his information about the real Anthony Fauci. That book, if you have not read it, you've got to get a copy of it, folks. Please. I respect his opinions on medical tyranny, medical freedom. I respect that. That's where it stops. Now, why is Kennedy running? Does he have a chance? He has a better chance than Nikki Haley, I would add. But he will be taking votes, at least in my view, given the current demographics. When you look at the polls, and I don't really put a lot of stock in polls, but I do believe that the younger people, if they're going to gravitate to Kennedy, they're going to be drawn from the pool of Biden voters. That's what I believe. So Kennedy is a spoiler. I think the spoiler part, and where the left is absolutely going nuts, is hey, he's taking or will take votes away from Joe Biden, which, by the way, would explain the lack of, or the not the reluctance, but the absolute declination of having Secret Service protection for RFK Jr. And let me ask you, Eric the Tech, because, by the way, on deck is Randy Taylor to join me on my day back, and I so appreciate him.
That's what I wanted you to get to.
Okay.
Was the vote stealing.
Okay.
Not stealing, but taking votes away from.
Right.
So you think he'll take votes away from the Democrat side?
I have no doubt in my mind. I believe that some people on the right will vote for him, but I think when you look at the, again, demographics, and when you look at the pools of individuals, like the, if you separate it by age, separate by income, separate it by even ideology, I think the biggest loser with an RFK, with RFK Jr. staying in the race, is Biden or whoever fills Biden's position if he does not make it to November.
There's just a lot of talking heads out there saying that he's a Trump vote stealer.
Well, I believe he will take votes away from Trump, but not to the extent he will from the left or from Biden.
Is it possible he's playing the Bernie Sanders card for Trump? That younger
that's a good question.
And then pushing them to Trump once he concedes?
That's very possible. Once he concedes or actually goes the road of his father, God bless that man, you know, I feel so. I mean,
because we know that's why Bernie was hired.
That is true, to be a spoiler, but who did Bernie Sanders prior to his dropping out or being kicked out, having the nomination stolen from him, who was he really impacting the most? It was Hillary Clinton, correct? When they were fighting for the same spot on the ticket.
Right, but they do that, and then all those young votes that he collects goes to her once he drops.
Correct, yes. And that okay, so that is an interesting... when you think of it that way, that's interesting. But again, are the numbers sufficient to really make a difference? Because we're not talking about popular vote. We're talking about electoral votes. And that's something that we have to factor in because we don't vote. This, you know, contrary to what you hear, America is not a democracy. It is a constitutional representative republic. And that's why we have the existence of the Electoral College, which is why the communists want to get rid of the Electoral College and have the popular vote count, because they know that they can throw in a whole bunch of people to vote left if you give them enough money. And that's what's happening in part with the invasion. Okay. So, but again, I think, which, by the way, goes into Plan B of the 9-0 SCOTUS ruling, which we're going to get into. So here's what we're going to be talking about. You've got to see, and if you've seen any of this before, I picked out some of the highlights that I think are important for everyone to see. And Randy Taylor and I are going to be talking about this. Laura Logan House testimony, Julie Kelly's breakdown of the SCOTUS opinion. We actually have the entire opinion posted at HagmanPI.com. A little bit about the Texas wildfires and what that means about the beef situation and how that fits into the green agenda, and you will eat the bugs. The white rural rage, a very important aspect of what's going to be taking place over the next several months. Mayorkas, what he is doing, the high crimes and misdemeanors of that Cuban communist Cuball, who I have the most contempt and utter disdain for that man. The invasion of the U.S., I've got some very important information about that. And one more thing, I've got some very, very important information. In fact, this is the subject of my column at Wisconsin Christian News this month, and that is the story that was just absolutely grabbed onto the investigation by Darren Beatty of Revolver News, by Julie Kelly, by Matt Schallenberger, by, and I don't want to leave anyone out, but there are just a number of reporters who really got into the investigation of the January 6th pipe bomb plot. Jack Posobiec, a friend of mine, friend of the show, was out first with the fact that these bombs, these pipe bombs, that was more of an insurance policy. They were inert devices. In my particular opinion, by the FBI, because the devices themselves shown at the DNC and not at the RNC, but at the Capitol Hill Club across the street from the DNC, matched exactly the specifications of the bombs used in training by the FBI. And the fact that there was a $50,000 reward for the so-called pipe bomb planter that was just suddenly, you know, hey, it's a mystery. We can't find out who this is. And the fact that the FBI, the Capitol Police, and the Secret Service, why them? Something you don't know about this. Actually reduced the frame rate of the surveillance video that they gave to the American people to identify the so-called pipe bomber. That was a deliberate way to hide this whole thing. So we're going to be talking about all of that. Man, you got to stay with us for the next however long, 90 minutes or so. This is a very, very critically important program. Also, before we go any further, I want to just say this. On April 14th, what did I say? I should have, this is actually in my schedule book. April 12th and 13th. Folks, if you haven't done so already, go to WisconsinChristianNews.com and click on the link to attend the ministry conference. We won't back down. This may be the final public conference I do where I physically attend a conference. This may be the last one I do. This may be the last one Wisconsin Christian News does as well. But with me, there are a lot of great people that are going to be with me. Coach Dave is going to be there. Folks, it's I'm going to tell you this. I'm not as much as I love Wisconsin Christian News and as much as I love everyone there, man, hey, it's in the middle of Wisconsin, all right? It's not an easy, you know, get on your horse and get there, all right?
You're going to make me go?
People want, you know what, folks? You want to see Eric the Tech there?
My valet.
Yeah. You know, I drove 3,000 miles over the last 30 days in total. Well, actually, 2,800 and some. And no one likes how I drive because I drive like...
Because you don't care.
I don't care. Okay, get out of my way. But anyway...
So lines? Who needs lines on a road?
They're suggestions. So anyway. Yeah, if you want to see Eric the Tech there, let him know. All right? Or send him an email or something. But folks, mark your calendars, please. It's very inexpensive. It's a beautiful venue. And I am going to bring, seriously, and I'm very serious about this, I am going to bring evidence of satanic ritual abuse, the actual evidence that was collected by law enforcement, collected by us, collected by a number of people over the last several years of satanic ritual abuse. I'll bring the evidence. I'm bringing the receipts that you will be able to see. And this is going to be something for you to remember, at least from my perspective. I've got this all laid out, and it's going to be fantastic. So please, folks, go to Wisconsin Christian News. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. Please, please attend. I'd love to see you there. This is going to be, again, this might be my last public out there appearance in any conference. but that's April 12th and 13th of 2024. And that's going to be in Wausau, Wisconsin. And a great.
And it does take us a little longer to get there. We have to bypass all the roundabouts.
Roundabouts. Roundabouts are communist. They're communist. I'm just going to say that. Roundabouts. I hate roundabouts. You tell me what purpose a roundabout serves. It's just, to me, it's just ridiculous. All right. Enough of that. I know that I've kept Randy Taylor on deck for too long. God bless you, Randy. Thank you very much. And by the way, thank you for joining us. I know that you had a very busy evening last night. Thank you for joining us in the supporters meeting, which we, you know, we had a very, some might say, well, wow, that was a kind of a rough one. No, we had a great meeting. The people are fantastic. I appreciate everyone who supports this broadcast, and I appreciate spending the being allowed to spend the time with the people out there. And you know, it's like a family. You're sitting at a table. Some people agree with you. Some people don't. It happens, right? No one was throwing the potatoes, though. No one was throwing the meat. It was okay, but you know. And by the way, if everyone's thinking the same, no one is thinking. If everyone's thinking alike, no one is actually, or only one person is actually thinking. So with that, Randy Taylor, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. Good to see you back, buddy. Sweet. And as far as last night's deal, you know what? It's like a family reunion.
Or tell me, yeah, family dinner, family reunion.
Yeah. Tell me what family function you don't go to where it can get spirited, you know?
Yeah,
that's the. And if somebody looking in, they might say, "Oh, you know, blah blah blah." No, it was actually a very great phone call. It was a Zoom meeting. Everybody participated. There was a lot of discussion. I mean, nobody wants to sit around, you know, with a bunch of wallflowers that don't say anything, you know, and it's, you know, throw it out there. It's the best time to be heard among your peers because. It's the inner sanctum of the viewing audience, and I encourage everybody out there, you know, join up, get on that list. Okay, it's a couple bucks. That's cool. Get on it. You send a Zoom link. It's the first Sunday night of every month, right. And you get to talk, man. You get to talk with us. There's nothing to it. It's hey, Randy, you know, boom. Hey, Doug, boom. It's great. Yeah. It's fun.
You get to say what's on your mind. And you also, I learned some stuff, okay? I don't think there was ever a meeting where I didn't learn something from someone, from people there.
That's a good point. You learn something.
Yeah.
Health things. I noticed all of us in the meeting seem to be gravitating towards the older, but it's product discussions. You know,
yep.
It's just a nice place to be able to bounce, have a conversation with people like you.
Well, you, great. I mean, you know, and everyone contributes.
You don't have to raise your hand. You know,
I still don't get that sometimes. You know, some people, because invariably somebody will say, "Hey, so and so has his hand raised." I'm like, huh? And it's of course it's the electronic thing. I still can't get that.
It was very good. Those are great meetings.
I
encourage them for everyone.
Yeah, and I appreciate you being there, and I appreciate everyone.
No worries, brother.
For being
absolutely
there. All right. So here's one thing that I really struggled for the last 48, 72 hours, Randy Taylor. I struggled. What's most important? What should, you know, what's first? What would you...
Let's start with the SCOTUS ruling.
Yeah, let's touch on that because...
Because that's going to permeate the news for the next few days anyway. It's going to set the tone to keep the other states in line from trying to pull that. Because I guarantee, pending that ruling, they were probably lined up to try and stick it to Trump.
Exactly. Now,
these people... I was never worried about that with SCOTUS, and I'll tell you why. Not for any reason that they gave. The reason that I wasn't worried about it because, and we hear about this all the time, the right is always trying to suppress voters, voter suppression. They don't let black people vote in the inner city. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
So the left steps up and goes one step worse than that. they actually take a candidate off a ballot. Are you kidding me? Because if you have one American, if you have one American, if I was president and I had one single American out there that felt like they didn't get their vote counted, I'd have a recount.
Regardless, by the way,
that whole deal on January 6th, I'll tell you right now, if I was in Biden's place, I would have stepped right up and said, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, then we're going to have a recount. Because I don't want anybody to think I cheated and that's all we got here. I want a recount. Forget what the Republicans say. I want a recount. And that's exactly what I would do. Doug knows I would do that. I wouldn't. If you got nothing to hide, then show your wares.
And, you know, whether it's the machines or the ballot workers or whatever, by the way, and speaking about that, RT, I have already volunteered to be a poll challenger. Cool. Okay. Now, I had a conversation in my absence, actually, a conversation with one of the county workers up or county of elections. And I said, put me in the worst or the most problematic voting precinct.
Location.
Yeah, exactly. And let me be a poll challenger because they are going to do everything in their power to mess with us. But I'm going to tell you this, okay? If they tell me to sit in the corner, I'm not sitting in the corner. And I've also drafted, if you will, several other people that feel the same way. So I would urge everyone out there
to we should promote that on the show from now to the election.
Exactly.
I firmly believe that everybody that's out there, be a poll. It's one night out of your life. It's one night to ensure your future. That's nothing. That is nothing.
That's right.
And the thing is, they need eyes on. And I'll tell you right now, and like Doug said, I mean, if we're going to talk about it, we're going to talk about it going all the way up to the election, and we're going to tell you tips and procedures as we learn them and as we do, because I'm going to do the same thing. That's the only way we're going to get any justice on election day is making sure that the vote isn't rigged.
That's one. And the other thing, and I didn't mean to overtalk you or interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
The other thing, again, that I learned is they're obviously going to continue with their boxes, the voting boxes, where you dump the ballots in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drop boxes.
Right. Drop boxes. The Zuckerberg boxes or the Soros boxes.
It's sad that they have an official name, you know. They should be the "I'm too lazy to vote" box, I suppose.
Well, no, it's a method of cheating. Here's what this platform, folks, please listen to me. This platform is doing what I've arranged or am in the process of arranging in Erie. Now I'm not sure about Erie in terms of the existence or the number. If they will exist in Erie County, but in Montgomery County and in Allegheny County, we are arranging, and I have no problem tipping my hand to this. We are arranging 24/7 surveillance, physical on-site person with a video surveillance of those boxes. Okay. Now think about that. If every patriot did that, in your area.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nationwide.
Nationwide.
Think of the message that would send.
We will be watching. Now, you know something? That Hagman Investigative Services is underwriting this. The cost to us for just two counties, because, again, I'm not sure about the third, two counties, okay, we are investing somewhere just south of $30,000 to do this, okay, for the personnel and to give them the equipment to do it for the 24/7 surveillance. And I'm talking about somebody sitting at 3 a.m, 4 a.m, with a camera, and within visual distance of those boxes. So
excellent. Excellent.
But I wanted to toss that. But yeah, let's get into the SCOTUS ruling. Julie Kelly had a great Twitter thread. I question Twitter. By the way, folks, I'm on Twitter. Randy Taylor's on Twitter. Randy Taylor USA Doug Hagman, Hagman Report, whatever it is.
Although I'm going to get really limited on Twitter if they pass that C-63 bill up in Canada. That will present a problem for me.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to ask you, too.
The pre-crime police.
If you're up, do you have to be up there? Or, like, in other words, do they operate?
I don't know, because, like, they down in, if you're in the States, they can bag you even if you weren't at January 6th, even if you weren't anywhere in D.C.
Right.
You know, so I really don't know. I think it's more targeted at the wording. And wherever they can grab you, because This is they're threatening. I couldn't believe what I was reading. They're threatening people. They're coming out under the guise of this being to protect children. We know Democrats don't protect children, so save us the speech, okay? You can't be up here telling me about protecting children and waving a dong in a child's face in a classroom,
exactly. Okay?
Save your breath. And what they're saying is, if they think that you would commit a hate crime, if they think from your words on social media, if they even think that you would commit a hate crime, they can imprison you up to life.
So what you're saying is a pre-crime almost, yes. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I made up a little meme last night of Tom Cruise with the eyepiece.
Oh, yeah.
And it says Justin Trudeau across the top.
I saw that.
The pre-crime, you know.
Right.
But just, exactly. This is like a bad movie.
Well, folks.
This is unbelievable.
Do me a favor. If you are on Twitter, which is, it's, you know, look, I'm on Twitter, Gab, Getter, and Truth Social. I ask a favor. Give us a follow. Give RT a follow, Randy Taylor,
please.
Or me, because
we put a lot of good content up, I put up links to the articles. Yep. If you missed a show, you can go there. I mean, we're in the loop. We've met some great people on Twitter.
Yep,
a gentleman from the UK. I want to get over here. He's already agreed to get on the show, and I'm not going to say his name, but he's right in the middle of everything. And he can bring us news about where this war against the globalist is in Europe and the UK, because they're not playing around over there. They're handing their asses to the World Economic Forum and to the governments that support that. And we need to do that here. We're very peaceful people. We got to get out of that little thing there. We got to start with these. We have to. I'm not saying violence. And I don't know why every time an FBI guy gets excited when he hears that. That's not at all what I'm saying. There's ways to do this. I mean, think about it. If you plugged up every artery going in and out of D.C. for a couple few weeks, guess what? You'd have their attention.
Well, and that's what the truckers were trying to do perhaps in the process of doing with New York State or New York. Well, New York, period. New York City, specifically in the New York State on a larger scale, mm-hmm. is stop deliveries there based on the Trump, the anti-President Trump ruling. And so this is the kind of activism that all of us can and should take.
Yes.
All right. Because
and teach your children this. Teach them that. And you know what? If you're at something like this and it starts to get violent, somebody else shows up, go home.
Yeah, leave.
You know, don't be leave. Part of it. Don't let them trap you. Do not let them trap you. Be smart. But civil disobedience is a beautiful thing done properly. You don't have to burn down the city.
Right.
This isn't like Antifa or BLM. They're out there just because they like to riot. Most of the people you stop on the street said, "What's this about?" They couldn't tell you.
Precisely.
They just heard there was a riot.
Hey, free TVs, free. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There you go. And that's sad that they get to walk away doing that. They go to jail. They're in there 10 minutes and out. And the people on J6, And God bless every one of you. People are heroes.
You really are.
I
agree with you, but I do think when people start really understanding the importance of what Darren Beatty and others have, again, Julie Kelly, and some of the greatest minds, investigative journalists out there have uncovered, I think it's going to change. It's going to be a game changer for J6.
Yes.
Proposed
legislation.
That
turned up. And we'll get more on that over the next day or so. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is really pushing some legislation that's would really change January 6th and days like that.
Exactly. Well, let's get to the breaking SCOTUS.
Yes. There's so much. You just got back. There's so much going on, brother.
Oh, man. There is just absolutely so much. And going in reverse, and that's the thing, too. We spoke about this last night. With few exceptions, this included as an exception, if something happens on like a news event that happens, I know Bongino's got a 24-hour rule. I've got a 48 or 72-hour rule. We don't really get into it until the dust settles. We look clearly at what the situation is. But in this case, it's pretty clear. The Supreme Court reverses the Colorado Supreme Court by a 9-0 vote. And the left, you can hear the heads pop. I mean, if you listen closely, you can hear the heads of Ari Melber and all these other people. They're popping.
And that was a unanimous ruling, people.
Which, yes.
There was no division. Let that be a message.
Now, when you say no division, I agree 100%. Amy Comey Barrett, though, had a little bit of an attitude. But okay, that aside.
But would she sign her name to it was the question.
Yeah. Now, okay, before we get into that decision, I'm just going to say this. The communist left, have a plan B to counter this. Okay. But if we can put that ruling up on, if we can put Julie, in fact, put the whole Julie Kelly thread on the screen, because I think this has got some good points to it. Julie Kelly is one of the investigators too, with respect to the J6 pipe bombs. But anyway, so there it is right there. It's a 20 some page ruling, that goes into the, different parts of the 14th Amendment, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, this self-perpetuating type of thing, supposedly, which it's all BS, okay? It's really all BS. So the first part of Julie Kelly, the posting is, of course, the decision. The second post, Amy Comey Barrett doesn't like the tone of the written opinion. She thinks the role of the court is to moderate the political temperature of the country? No, that's not your job, honey. Okay, she didn't write honey, but that I did. That's not your job. And RT, when you look at this, Justice Barrett concurring in part and concurring in the judgment, which she wrote, and I'm going to ask you your thoughts on this. I agree that the states lack the power to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment against presidential candidates. She writes the principle is sufficient to resolve the case, and that would decide no more than that. But then she kind of has this attitude. This suit was brought by Colorado voters under state law in the state court. It does not require us to address the complicated question whether federal legislature and the exclusive vehicle through which Section 3 can be enforced. This is where it kind of, again, takes the tune. The majority's choice of a different path leaves the remaining justices with the choice of how to respond. In my judgment, this is not the time to amplify disagreement with stridency. All right. In other words, what she's saying is, you know, let's not rock the boat too much. And again, this is Amy Comey Barrett. What's she thinking there, Randy Taylor? What do you think she's thinking? And what should we read into that? Is this her trying to cover her ass?
She definitely didn't come up with the word stridency, so somebody else did.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. She's a pretty sharp cookie, but strength?
Honestly, with her, you really don't know. She just maybe wanted to, for people to think that she just didn't go right with the flow. That, well, there's a little point, but it's not enough to make a big deal out of. Something like that.
Well, she mentions, and you can see it right there, where...
Because she didn't give them, like, another idea on how to approach this, did she? With a choice of how to respond.
I'm going to say this opened something. This
opened a door somewhere.
Okay. Because she wrote, and folks, you can read this on the screen. She wrote, particularly
in the jury's choice, different path leads the remaining justices.
Okay, go ahead.
With a choice of how to respond.
Okay. But going on, she wrote
rather than say, you know, the Constitution is clear. She didn't say that. She said with a choice of how to respond.
She's more concerned about the fallout. Because she writes, particularly in this circumstance, writings on the court should turn the national temperature down, not up. Let me say this. It's not her job. It's her job only to interpret and write law.
And, you know, and then you'd have to look, is this any way affecting a warning saying, look, between now and election day, don't bring us every little stinking thing you think of.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Is that because she's definitely saying with a choice of how to respond. Well, remaining justices with a choice of how to respond.
But then, okay, so if you scroll down a little bit more, as expected, three liberal justices write about their displeasure that the opinion reached beyond Colorado and begins their quarrel with the majority with a seemingly gratuitous reference to the Dobbs opinion. Okay. Now, again, libs will be libs. Commies are going to commie. And I'll just leave that there. You can read it and understand. If you read between the lines on this, it's like, well, you know,
go to the second paragraph go to the second one where it says today the court departs from the vital principle.
Okay, yeah, I'll read this and you can follow along. Today the court departs from that vital principle, meaning the Marbury versus Madison. Which, by the way, Marbury versus Madison is for the people who don't really know about that, is anything that is antithetical to the Constitution in terms of law is no law at all. It's null and void. That's kind of what Marbury versus Madison was all about. But today, the court departs from that vital principle, according to these three liberal justices, deciding not just this case, but challenges that might arise in the future. Oh, be still my heart.
Yeah.
In this case, the court must decide whether Colorado may keep a presidential candidate off the ballot on the ground that he is an oath-breaking insurrectionist and thus disqualified from holding federal office under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Where has he been charged with that? Where has he been found guilty of that?
Maybe she's selling him to charge him with it.
He can't be. He would have been impeached by the Senate. Charged by the House, impeached by the Senate. Or arrested by a further weaponized Department of Justice for insurrection like the J6ers are. But that's true.
You know what? Anything between now and Election Day could light this country on fire. And you know that. You and I were talking about that pre-show. We're in a very, very dangerous area right now. Because that's the thing. You know, so far Trump's been able to do really good on these charges and this and that and the other, and not so well on the New York case. I think that he may even get some relief on that, but I don't know. The point is, he's being persecuted. That's the point. And his followers are tired of him being persecuted.
And you know, and you can leave that up there for
Doug just said, He's like a final hope for the country.
You know, again,
we're not being dramatic here. We're telling you like it is.
This is the most important election ever in the history of this
republic. Ever in your life. Ever. And I think that people are going to be willing to protect the integrity of this election more than they ever have. It's going to be serious.
You know,
if there's any election night, it better be clean, or the whole deal could erupt into something we've never seen.
Okay, you can take that off. Randy Taylor, we did not talk a lot in my absence.
No, I wanted you to rest there, buddy.
Well, I did play hooky for a period of time, as you can
see. You look a lot better, man. You look rested. And that's why I didn't bug you.
You know,
I drop you a line every now and then just to make sure that the pool is still full.
I sat in the sun and read in total almost four books. I'm
awesome.
I mean, four thick books. Here's one of them right here. And Breaking Biden, I actually reread that and highlighted, took notes. This looks like a high school textbook. Control Oligarchs and Cash Patel's book and another book about mind control. But anyway, I played hooky there, but we didn't talk, you and I. But one thing that I learned being down there, and I was very introspective when I was playing hooky there. I was very introspective. I was looking at pictures of my grandchildren. And Randy Taylor, let me tell you something. There is no way in hell I'm going to allow this country to be taken over by the communist left. I don't know. I don't know what I have. And take, folks, you can take that for however you want to take it. But whatever I have to do, I'm not going to allow this. And you know what? The left, and comment on this, the left, they don't play by the rules. They don't. So my question to you, why should we? Do you have any thoughts on that?
That's a tough one. Once it gets to a certain point, rules aren't going to matter. And then the left is going to see. Remember where we spoke before, beware the wrath of a patient man. This country is full of patient men that have had enough. When they blow, it ain't going to be pretty. And the left isn't capable of defending themselves against the type of onslaught that would hit. I would pray that if it did go south, that initially they would go after the government and not the citizens. But the left is the problem. And there's no way the left can escape that. You're going to tell me that judges like the one that just ruled on Trump in New York is going to escape the wrath of a righteous right? No way.
Very good point.
No way. There's no way. He'll be hunted down. I'm going to just shut up before I get myself in legal trouble.
Well, you know what?
He would be treated like the enemy, exterminated with extreme prejudice.
Exactly.
And that's all I'm going to say about that. But there's a whole bunch of these instances. The racism exhibited by the prosecuting attorney in New York.
Letitia James.
If the deal goes south, that's not going to go unchecked.
It cannot be left. Won't.
They're never going to allow that again. These people are playing a dangerous game. And I don't give a damn about the left's rights at this point. The people on the right are getting their rights trampled, and seriously so. But the thing is, you know, we don't show up and just knock over newspaper machines and, you know, throw bricks to the bakery window.
But they're allowed to do that, apparently.
Exactly. But when the right retaliates, you mark my word, it'll be with military precision.
To the best extent possible, I believe.
I'm telling you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not done yet. And that Donald Trump, don't pray that Donald Trump just wins so that he can be in office again. Pray that Donald Trump wins, because if he doesn't, I am horrified at what we're going to be looking at.
Well,
I don't. Anybody says, "Oh, I want war. I want to kill everybody. I want to kill everyone." You're nuts.
Yeah, shut up. I mean,
shut up and get away from me. Okay,
go back in your basement or whatever.
Thank you. Go away.
They got no idea what they're talking about.
They don't. They don't know. They don't know they don't know what a soldier goes through. They don't know. They don't have a clue.
Do you think? I mean, obviously, when we talk like this. And I think it's necessary to talk like this, because I watch, and here's what I got a problem with too, Randy Taylor and folks, the self-censorship that people are going through right now. For example, on YouTube, I've watched several podcasters on YouTube. They won't say the word vaccine. They'll mouth it, or they'll give some code for that because they don't want to get canceled on YouTube. Well, enough of this crap. Get the hell off of that communist platform. Go to another platform and speak your mind.
That's it.
That's what it. Look, everything that comes out of my mouth, I try to be as transparent and as honest as possible.
And you are.
And you do too. Okay. But I am not going to play by their rules.
And there's really probably nobody on YouTube that's got the Fed's attention. They might have YouTube's attention.
You know,
realistically, all the bad boys that were in the rodeo are now on Brighteon and these other Rumble.
Rumble, you know Brighteon, I mean? Yep.
Exactly. Anybody that's on YouTube and they're going, "Ooh, I don't want to say that little word." They stop.
Okay. What kind of life is that when you have to self-censor, brother?
I don't know. Things are nutty. But we were talking about what they're doing up in Canada with that bill, C-63 or whatever it is.
Explain that, because that does have implications for U.S. citizens, citizens, perhaps.
Yes. It's a bill where they're calling it the Internet Hate Bill, and they're saying that it's for children, to protect children from hate, which the left doesn't protect children from anything, okay? You can't promote this bill and stand there with your pants down in the classroom pointing out what your penis is to a child and try to talk them into not being a girl anymore but being a boy. You can't sell that to me. But that's what they're doing. But they've gone a step further. If they think that what comes out of your mouth and what you put in text on social media is hateful or can be perceived as a threat, they can imprison you in Canada based on that, all the way up to life imprisonment.
If they feel,
if you say to a certain point, if this ruling body says that you could actually perform a violent act based on your verbiage, they can imprison you up the rest of your life. What's happening? This is pre-crime. This is like a Tom Cruise movie. This is nuts. This is absolutely crazy. They're trying to vote it in. And don't think that, let me tell you what, the left in Canada has gone nuts on all the bills. They've got bills in there now where if you have a bunch of money saved in the bank, this is no joke. They can take your money and give you shares in the bank.
That's to a lesser extent and differently is happening, as you well know, here in the United States. This is what we've talked about this before. We are entering, by the way, in addition to everything else, converging into a financial catastrophe.
Oh yeah.
Steve Bannon talks about this a lot on his show, and I would urge people to go back to, I think it would be the end of February, where he talks about the trillion, about the debt. And by the way, speaking about that, and this is, again, so many things to talk about. So although we have a show plan, not keeping to it, that's all right. if you think about this, okay, the convergence of the talk about the digital currency, and I don't know how that would work, except that they're going to take your money and throw surveillance over every transaction you have. But given the fact that we are so far in debt, to the point where it's untenable, unsustainable, and designed, in my view, to take the U.S. dollar out, to take it down, yeah. Right? I mean, would you agree?
Yeah. Absolutely agree.
Okay.
They're trying to take the magic beans away from the giant.
Right. and to what you said, what's happening in Canada is going to
filter it out.
Exactly.
Canada's been always a testing ground. Always a testing ground, and whatever happens up there ends up down here.
You're exactly right. In one way, shape, or form. And the other part of that, too, I've noticed in my research, localities, municipalities, or even counties, or even states. If you, for example, and this is a punitive, this is a surveillance to provide the punitive damage or punitive actions against people. For example, if you miss it, then Musk or Twitter or X or whatever this is, just reinstated this pronoun police. If you intentionally misname someone with a wrong pronoun or a dead name, which means that I used to be Jan, or I'll give you an example, Rachel Levine. If you call him Richard Levine, type that in X and Twitter and stuff, you're going to get slapped down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but here's the other part of this. I am not going to allow my grandchildren, my children, or myself, I will not play your stupid game, this fantasy game. You are either a male or a female. Screw your friggin' pronouns. Okay? Seriously. Fuck your pronouns.
Absolutely.
Sorry, but
it's gotten ridiculous. This has just gone too far. And once again, these are the people claiming that the laws that they write are to protect children. And they're not. These children.
You said it yourself. They're swinging dongs in their faces.
Yeah, and these are babies, man. These kids at 5, 6, 7, 8 years old shouldn't be questioning their sexuality. It shouldn't be a subject at this time. And if they are, that's between a conversation for them with their parents. And I encourage parents, talk to your children. I don't have anything against gay people at all whatsoever. What I do have is a problem with groomers and people that in any way, shape, or form expose school children to any sort of deprived sexual anything. I have a problem with that. Yeah, I would using the same bathroom as a child. It's never happened yet. And I'll tell you right now, it wouldn't go well if my daughter came out and said there's a man in the bathroom.
Nor should it. Exactly.
This has got to stop somewhere. Listen, we need to get Trump in office. Ladies and gentlemen, come up with ideas. But once we commit, we need to commit and commit hard. But always know in the background, if it failed, if it went south. See, this is where I've been watching this Kennedy guy. Okay? He could end up being like a safety as an independent. Let's say that in October, something happens and all of a sudden Donald Trump can't run for president because of a criminal decision or something.
All right.
Now what? So you got a guy sitting there like Kennedy. All things are possible. I would rather have him than Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley is...
She's garbage. She's a globalist.
She's garbage. Exactly.
She is a globalist. I was deleting tweets last night from years ago. Just going through, checking, deleting. Cleaning up the box. And Nikki Haley was actually on there and thanking Bill Gates for building factories to produce the COVID shots.
Exactly. Okay. Yes.
She was thanking them. Thanking them.
Yeah.
Thank you for killing us, sir. Thank you for killing us, you monster. We got to get Trump back in. We got to make a lot of changes in this country. It doesn't all fall on Trump, but you can't do it without Trump. It's like, you got to get these guys. Trump is the guy that's going to sign the deal. We're the ones that have to work the deal.
Okay. Now hold that thought, because this is going to escape me because information overload. One thing I learned in my absence, the Biden regime through various other people, they are planting time bombs in various bills and administrative actions in the event the unthinkable to them happens, where Donald Trump assumes office. I'll just give you an example. And this is something that the Trump people are extremely concerned about.
Oh, they should be.
He will be unable to fire, as is his right, anyone in the executive branch, the SES people. They're trying to make sure that he cannot change the personnel. And they're doing it by fiat as well as attempted administrative rule changes with the SES, the permanent bureaucracy. Okay, and that is a major concern of the people for Donald Trump. I had to get that out there.
That's a valid point. It's just like this immunity for presidents.
Yes.
This kind of was always an unwritten rule.
Well, right.
Okay, because if you want to get nasty about immunity for presidents and you want to charge Trump with something, then I say we drag that Obama, that black son of a bitch, out of his office. And charge him with the murder of an American. He killed an American, a 16-year-old boy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do people remember that? Anwar al-Awlaki.
Yep.
Anwar al-Awlaki, 16-year-old boy.
He killed
a citizen of terrorists. He was murdered. He never had an opportunity for a trial. That kid hadn't done it. He was 16 years old.
Now, An argument can be made, well, he was a bad guy. Well, wait a second. That was never determined by trial.
Yeah. You're willing to put everybody else in trial. Exactly. I'm sorry. That was murder. So if you want to get nasty, guess what? All of this is going to come around. It'll go full circle.
Well, okay.
And if you're going to do it to Trump, I guarantee you it's going to get nasty in the future. And there's going to be some retro nasty.
Well, to show you the depths, and you had mentioned this earlier about the immorality. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know, Eric the Tech, were you able to grab that? Okay, this is something I want people to watch. I don't know how many people have heard about this. Catherine Berg, I believe her name is. Catherine or Katie Berg? Senator Berg, state senator from Kentucky. If you haven't seen this, okay, just watch this, because, again, this is what we, the white Christian nationalists, and by the way, I will wear that on my arm, my lapel. Mm-hmm. I am a white Christian nationalist, not by their definition, but by the true definition. I'm white, I'm a Christian, and I care for America first.
That's proud to be white. You're proud to be white.
Yes. If you're white and you're saying, oh, it's horrible to be white, then you've got some mental issues. And speaking of mental issues, I want you to see this, to see how far some people have fallen. This is Berg, Senator Berg from Kentucky, testifying. And I don't know if this is the exact clip that's got the reactions to her testimony. But again, this is about swinging the dongs in the faces of children. Okay. This is where the left is pushing us. Remember, Andrew Breitbart always said, politics is downstream of culture. So this depicts the culture rot in our country. And people like this are running in state positions. Watch this and try not to throw up in your mouth a little bit when you see and hear this. Go ahead.
I was completely unfamiliar with child sex dolls. So I had, of course, to Google it last night. I was a little scared to put it in my search engine, but I did. And apparently, there is research on the subject. Not much. But there are what they call MAPS, minor attracted persons. And the limited amount of research that's done on these dolls, guys, suggests that they actually, for people who are attracted.
Can you imagine what those guys are thinking up there and saying to one another? They got to be saying, what the hell's going on here, man? Go ahead.
To minors, that these dolls actually decrease their proclivity to go out and attack children. That it actually gives them a release that makes them less likely to go outside of their home. And what was interesting is the research did not support the same conclusions for people who were adult attracted using dolls. That did not diminish their proclivity to engage other people, but for those with the... So I'm just a little concerned that, and like I say, the research is not very good, it is not comprehensive, but the research that is out there is conclusive.
Randy Taylor, what the hell did we just see?
Unfortunately, that's happening more than you think it is. But that, yeah, I would be sad if you see all the guys.
Oh, my God.
Their heads.
Their heads, like, yeah.
Oh, my God. And the thing, here's the sad part. She's serious.
Yeah.
She's so serious on this.
Oh, my goodness.
These people, and I don't give a damn, they're mentally ill.
Precisely.
You cannot sit there and talk like that and not tell me that you don't have a mental problem. And then you sit there and tell me somebody that loves his country, loves God, loves his family, goes to church, pays his taxes, has a job, and he's the bad guy? Let me get that straight.
Well, okay, now again, hold that thought, and folks, follow along with us here. Okay,
follow the bouncing ball.
Believe me, because
it's going to bounce.
You know, we went through the SCOTUS ruling. Let's revisit that for a second, because I know Steve Bannon talked about this, Raheem Kassam talked about this, and I believe this to be the case. Okay, SCOTUS ruled 9-0. Hey, you can't take him off the ballot for, you know, he was never charged, and the states can't do that. Okay, the heads of the leftists, the communists, are exploding, and they are planning right now, how can we get rid of Trump? We've got to get rid of Trump. And by the way, if a communist... communists in this country who are running the country are going after President Trump, then I'll tell you what, then there's something about President Trump they don't want to have. And I'm all in favor of President Trump if he's against the communists, which he is. So having said that, here's what, and I'll just toss this out there and you can tell me what you think. The plan, this according to Raheem Kassam on Steve Bannon earlier today, is if he ends up being the nominee and the Republican nominee for president, it gets close to election day and he's still around, the influx of criminal aliens and redistricting based on the census, on the numbers, the House could possibly, the communist left could possibly take the House in November, and the plan would be not to certify President Trump as the president, as the House would be required to do. Now think about that. And you think, well, that could never happen.
Okay.
Why not? They've thrown everything else out there. They're not going to stop.
Oh, yeah. This is only going to get more interesting.
So I wanted to toss that out there. And again, people might say, well, that's a bunch of BS. They can't do that. They're not going to do that. Yeah, they can. And they just might. Okay.
And because, listen, we're talking about desperation here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's not that. That's the one thing you have to keep in the calculation, any calculation you're doing with the left, the desperation that they're feeling right now.
And they're not playing by the rules.
All right. And they're, I guarantee, I mean, the more Trump wins, the more they lose.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And
the other thing, too, as kind of a footnote to this, the Fannie, I did watch as well the entirety, oh, my gosh, of the Fannie Willis disqualification. And if that judge does not rule that she's got to be disqualified, which would tank the entire case because the case is contaminated, then there's something wrong, obviously, with that judge. But I just thought I'd say that. But the one thing that we didn't get to, and I want to make sure we play this in the remaining time we have, Laura Logan provided some House testimony in a committee in front of Ron Johnson. This was, I think, last week. And Laura Logan, folks, you don't know Laura Logan. I'm telling you, you think you know her, but you don't. She is a powerhouse. And I have the utmost respect for her, having spoken to her many times and having her on this program. But she appeared before the House subcommittee. I think it was on the weaponization. But anyway, watch this. And RT, I want your thoughts after this. And folks, consider what she's saying, because this, at its core, is what this episode and what I have learned over the last 30 days, what this is all about. Go ahead and run video one in the show notes.
You said you've been targeted over the last 10 years. Can you describe what precipitated your targeting?
Yes, I'm reporting the truth about Benghazi. I was attacked by one of those NGOs that masquerades as a nonpartisan watchdog in violation of its 501(c) status. It occupies a highly partisan position. I'm talking about Media Matters for America. I'm sure there's many doctors in this room, scientists who've been attacked by the same people. The same people that run that, David Brock, for example, another political assassin, now runs an organization called Facts First USA, which is designed to make sure that your research, Dr. Hazan, never reaches the people or the public. There are other organizations like Defeat Disinfo, which claims to be a PAC that goes after disinformation, particularly set up to target COVID and throughout COVID with General Stanley McChrystal and the other people that advise that organization. But what, you know, Senator Johnson, it's not a secret that these organizations exist. What is not widely known and talked about is that it's paid for by us. It's paid for by the taxpayers in your omnibus spending bills that get shoved through the House and the Senate against the will of the people of this country. There are cutouts for these NGOs. And what they do is they launder this money. They pass it from one NGO to the next. And in the name of preventing the spread of disinformation, they censor, silence, intimidate, and punish. I said that this is a death sentence for journalists. It's how you murder a journalist without killing them. It's how you murder a scientist without killing them. It's how you murder a doctor without killing them. It's how you murder the vaccine injured when they haven't died yet. It's how you finish them off and everybody else in their family. And it's time for people in this building who come to work every day here to serve us. This is the only country where we, the people, are the government. This is a government for the people, of the people, and by the people. And the same is said for so-called journalists. Del Bigtree, this man, has been targeted for simply going to the FDA hearings and filming them when they approve vaccines. Just filming them, not doing a thing, and putting that out and showing people there is no real approval process. They didn't actually do their jobs. And for that, he's been targeted for years, long before COVID ever hit. So it's time now for us to stop taking taxpayer funds to slit our own throats.
Well, thank you. One of the many reasons I just...
Okay. Randy Taylor and folks, okay, you saw that. before you comment on that, I'm going to toss this into the mix because people need to see this as well. Perhaps you've seen it. Maybe you saw it 10 times. Listen and watch this again, because what Laura Logan just said, you speak the truth, you get attacked. By who? By NGOs, by political assassins. It's a political persecution. But who are they really persecuting? We spoke about this earlier in the show. Randy Taylor did a great job in isolating this as well. This is MSNBC, and I apologize in advance, but you've got to listen to what the enemy is saying. This is a minute, 21 seconds, and again, this is about that white rural rage. That, folks, this is going to be huge in the coming days, weeks, months, and through the through next January. Watch this, and then Randy, comment. It's yours on the other side. Here it is.
Joining us now, Professor of Political Science at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, Tom Schaller, and journalist and opinion writer Paul Waldman. Their new book, out tomorrow, is entitled White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy. And Tom, we'll start with you. Why are white rural voters a threat to democracy at this point? You would think, as we pointed out, looking at Joe Biden's background and Donald Trump's, that the opposite would be true.
I mean, we lay out the fourfold interconnected threat that white rural voters pose to the country. First of all, and we show 30 polls and national studies to demonstrate this. So we provide the receipts in Chapter 6. They're the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-gay geodemographic group in the country. Second, they're the most conspiracist group. QAnon support and subscribers, election denialism, COVID denialism and scientific skepticism, Obama birtherism. Third, anti-democratic sentiments. They don't believe in an independent press, free speech. They're most likely to say the president should be able to act unilaterally without any checks from Congress or the courts or their bureaucracy. They're also the most strongly white nationalist and white Christian nationalist. And fourth, they are most likely to excuse or justify violence as an acceptable alternative to peaceful public discourse.
So you mentioned a lot of negative factors about this demographic.
So Randy Taylor, the closing
statement. It's hilarious.
What did I just watch? In my view, Randy Taylor and Eric the Tech and folks, they just described their own actions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, and
there,
blaming.
Change a couple words, and yeah, you got them. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And they're actually sitting there, and they believe this crap. They believe what they're telling these people.
Do you believe they believe it?
Oh, yeah. I could. Doug, there's a certain degree of sickness. The sickness has been brought about by programming. I'm serious. I'm not trying to sound like an ass. We have people that have been programmed by the leftist media and by the government, okay? And it's showing that they're actually, in my opinion, mentally ill.
Or under, like you said, they've been programmed, and I think
Think about it. If you sat one of these lefties down and you had a psychiatrist start talking to them, it wouldn't take long to get them to trigger into an explosion. Think about it. We can do it. We can do it with minutes on the air. You know what I'm saying? Think about it.
You've had experience, as I have, of pushing some buttons of people in a room you're interviewing.
So think about that. These people are volatile.
Yes.
They're volatile is your best description. You look at Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all those people were volatile, and it's most of the young people. That's just the sad part. That's it, you know, and that's who we would end up having to fight.
But this book, this White Rural Rage, was selling quick. I mean, was selling.
Oh
good.
Yeah, oh yeah, because it blows their own horn.
There's.
I'd be honest, I'd be surprised. There's going to be some people from the right that are going to read it just because they probably don't believe they actually said this.
I actually ordered a used copy of that book.
But you're also an investigator. You and I both would read the enemy's manuals.
Of course.
Yeah, we would.
I've got to read this. I've got...
You have to know your enemy.
Yeah, I've got Carol Quigley's book, Treasure and Hope. I've got many books.
They wonder why there's so much extremism in politics in America. You just heard why.
Exactly.
You just heard why.
And you also heard, I would add, why they're coming after us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are... What they described was, to me, the left, okay? The people who burned down, during the Summer of Love, okay? That's what they described. But they're projecting that upon us. And we're enemies. We're the enemies.
One of the biggest things I've seen lately is, this is the message from the government. This is a protected class of people. You will like them. You better like them, and don't you ever say anything negative about them. That's fascist. That's fascism.
Exactly.
They're the ones doing it. We're not. The right doesn't do that. We don't come out and tell you, you must like this person. Well, no. You're free to like that person. These people, everything that they're hollering and screaming at, and what Doug just played is a beautiful example. It's projection. The roles have been reversed. It's nuts. It's nuts. It got so bad on role reversal. What I'll ask you to do, go into Google and look up some different words that have to do with insurrection, things like that. Just three or four. Do me a favor. Turn off the page. Take that page, fold it up, stick it in your dresser drawer. 1 year from now, I want you to pull up that page out and rerun those words in Google. There'll be a different definition in there. They had to change it. Because of the left. I'm not joking. Not playing.
You're I'm telling you something accurate, man.
I'm telling you something that's happening, and I know it because I keep track of that kind of crap.
And that's exactly what it is, crap. Yeah, exactly. Now, two more things because we're short on time. 14-second video that appeared on social media. It's video 4 in the program notes. I don't have time to go through. We don't have time to go through the entirety of the show prep, but this is video 4, 14 seconds. This is Mayorkas. Listen to what he's saying and think about what you just heard, both from Laura Logan as well as the two numbskulls that wrote that book. Here is video 4.
First of all, let me say that we don't use the term illegal immigrants. I actually issued a policy in the Department of Homeland Security. We use the term non-citizen to respect the dignity of every individual as a preliminary matter. Second.
Okay. What dignity when they, by definition, you cross the border illegally. You are an illegal. Don't try to change the definition, or don't try to minimize the crime
Constitution. It's minimizing it. That's exactly what it's done.
Right. Okay. Now, that, and consider this. Mayorkas, on April 18th of 2022, was down at San Vicente Camp, north of Darien, or in Darien, in Panama. And the San Vicente camp had become the Chinese camp. I had spoken on with Pastor Begley, I guess last week I think it was last week about this. Interestingly enough, and if we can pull up, let's see here, this would be the actual post from Michael Yon, and I had a conversation with him about this. The San Vicente camp, there was a, quote, riot, a migrant riot, as they described it, at this camp that resulted in arson. But the problem is, and you can see this, what was destroyed was the building that contained the records of upwards of 40,000 Chinese communist nationals that were there, using that as a bus stop, coming into the U.S. So every person that was documented of Chinese origin, that where the records were kept there, they're gone. They're either burned or they were taken from that building as the people left. And this is Michael Young's post. It'll be in the show notes. But if you can run that, I don't think it has any audio. If you can run that video as we talk about this real quick here, it's only a minute 13. This shows the precision of this is from a drone. There's the San Vicente camp. Okay, this was taken the day after the migrant uprising. And if you can see, by the way, you can see how filled this is. But look over to your right. You see the fire damage on the right as it's coming forward? That's where the records were held of the Chinese nationals. And, of course, they're burned. So we have no idea which Chinese nationals, upwards of 40,000. It's not 20. It's not 25,000. Upwards of 40,000 that came through there into the U.S. What are your thoughts on that in light of what Mayorkas did? And by the way, Mayorkas expanded that camp on April 18th, or gave the orders to expand it on April 18th, 2022. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's an old military base.
Yeah.
I think it was Gordon Clayton. Closed down in 1999.
I believe that.
This is at the west end of the Panama Canal. I've been to the east end, Fort Sherman, many moons ago. I'm going to say, Doug, it's probably not just those records. There are probably some other records in there too. Like this is almost like the administrative end of the Panama Canal.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so, but the point is, it's in Chinese hands because we so brilliantly, you know, sold the canal to the Chinese.
Carter did that, by the way.
Yeah, that ass. I just wish he would go away quietly. Well, but he would have Jeffrey Manning. I don't care. With the damage he did to the country, far outweighs Habitat for Humanity. You know what? The fact that those records were even being secured in such... What you're seeing behind the fence is probably the most secure part of that property.
Yes.
Yeah, back over exactly. There down the right.
And isn't
the rest of the, it's the rest no accident. Of the, yeah, it's like, no, it's no accident. No. We've been overrun at the southern border, and people can say what they want, but we're going to know eventually, and you're going to find out that we've been right. Doug and I have been right. We're going to have to fight those people that have been coming across the border. The ones that came without women and children and are of fighting age, 18 to 34, and being paid by the UN and are dressed nicely and wearing camouflage clothes. We are going to have to fight them because they've been brought in to strip our rights away from us. They've been brought in to seize our weapons. People, you haven't seen nasty yet. If Donald Trump doesn't get in office and get these buttholes out of here, we're going to have a problem someday. And I mean it. You're going to have to fight. You're going to be forced into it. It isn't whether you want to fight or not. You're either going to fight or you're going to end up dead on your front porch.
Because Biden,
get it,
Mayorkas,
people,
and others declared you and I and all of the listeners, yes, viewers, the enemy.
We are absolutely, we've been overrun. There is no other earthly reason to bring in millions of undocumented people. And don't tell me about they need them just for votes. No, they need people that have no regard for Americans or this country, period. So when they pull the trigger, there's no remorse. This is so far out of hand. When we say Donald Trump's got to win, it is no joke. The day that they say, if something goes wrong, if for some reason he can't run, I give it less than 10 days before this whole deal comes apart like a hand grenade.
Man.
I'm not joking.
I am
not joking. We've seen less in other countries and complete overthrows of the government.
This is
We've seen less.
We are going to have to continue this discussion because
we should. I wouldn't even do a new playlist. I just keep going right on this one, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, good to see you again. And this guy looks rusted. Drop us a line, an email, please.
Yeah.
We look forward to hearing from you. We love you. You know that.
And both of our emails are in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. Bookmark HagmanPI.com. Follow us. Follow us on social networking. Randy Taylor. And coffee. Hey.
Buy some coffee. Come on. Help the kids.
That's right.
Help the kids, ladies and gentlemen. They're the target.
They are. Thank you, Randy Taylor. Thank you, Eric Pateka. Thank you.